We're going to start in the book of Matthew in chapter 2, verse 1, and we're going to see some of the things that Jesus did for us. It says, Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. About that time, some wise men from eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem asking, where is the newborn king of the Jews? Now, first of all, I want to ask you a question. How many times have you heard somebody say how many kings there was? How many kings have you heard all your life that there was? Well, we all heard the number, but the scripture don't tell us that. Where do we think we got that number? Three gifts. That's exactly right. That's where I believe that. But the scripture does not say that there was three kings from the east. It said there was kings from the east. And there was many of these guys. It says, where are these kings from the east saying, where is the newborn king of the Jews? We have seen his star as it arose, and we have come to worship him. And verse 3 and 4. Herod was deeply disturbed by their question, as was all, all of Jerusalem. He called a meeting of the leading priests and teachers of religious law. Where did the prophets say the Messiah would be born? He asked them. Now, first of all, why, if there's only three men that showed up out there with three camels, why was Herod all upset and all of Jerusalem all upset? Well, I'm going to tell you, that wasn't three men that rode in out there. You know, there was some kings that rode in out there with their armies, you know, with their camels and with their horses and with their spearmen, and they walked into Jerusalem, and everybody was upset because they brought some expensive gifts, and there was not just three men rode in. There was a group of them rode in. But they asked the question, where did the prophet say the Messiah would be born? He asked them, verse 5 and 6. In Bethlehem, they said, for this is what the prophets wrote. O Bethlehem of Judea, you are not just a lowly village in Judah, for a ruler will come forth from you who will be the shepherd of my people Israel. Verse 7 and 8. Then Herod sent a private message to the wise men, asking them to come see him. At this meeting, he learned the exact time when they first saw the star. Then he told them, you go to Bethlehem and you search carefully for the child. And when you find him, come back and tell me so I can go and worship him too. Now, he was a sly critter, wasn't he? 9 and 10. After this interview, the wise men went their way. Once again, the star appeared to them, guiding them to Bethlehem. It went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. Now, I don't know how God did this with a star, but I know he can do anything, you know. I mean, it doesn't make any difference. I mean, people argue about these kind of things. Say, you know, a star out there in heaven, there's no way you could have a star out there that would lead you over a place. I've heard all kinds of people talk about these things. Let me tell you, God could have put a miniature star, like a big light bulb, right up there, and he could have led that thing across there right over where that baby was. You know, I mean, you got to start thinking like God and not like man. You know, all the time man's trying to figure out what causes things to happen, but we fail to realize that our God, he is the king of the universe, and with him there ain't nothing impossible. I mean, he is the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods. And I mean, that we think too much like man today and not like God. You know, that's just like this nonsense we got going on with global warming now. You know, all this crazy stuff that they're trying to come up with. And when man and all their foolishness gets a hold of the fact that God's in control, and if we'll start serving God and put him first, there will be no problem with the green planet. You know, we'll have a beautiful planet. You know, it'll provide for every one of us. Did you know that they're talking about that not enough food? Do you know that in the state of Texas, one state, we have enough fertile land in Texas that if we obeyed God and the rains came in their season like they're supposed to, that the little state of Texas and the farmers in the state of Texas could feed the entire world just from this state. We have that kind of resources. We don't have to worry about the whole world. I mean, we're not worried about taking the farmland off the whole world to feed the whole world. It wouldn't take it. We could do it right here from this one state. We have that kind of resources available to us. So if we could do it from the state of Texas, if everybody would serve God and put Him first, what kind of a problem you think we would have from this king that came 2,000 years ago of providing everything everybody needed all of their life? Hey, God would take care of it. He would bless us with food and water and clean food and water, and we wouldn't have to worry about all this nonsense that's going on. But it said this star went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. Verse 11 and 12. So they entered the house where the child and his mother Mary were. You notice they were not in the little manger now. You know, so there's been a period of time elapsed, or who knows, maybe 6 months, maybe a year and a half, I don't know. But it says Mary went and they fell down before him. Mary were, and they fell down before him, and they worshiped him. Then they opened their treasure chest and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now, see, that's where we get the three kings. We figure each one had a gift. But that's not, each king could have had all three gifts. The scripture doesn't tell us, so we don't want to read something into it that it doesn't say. But when it was time to leave, they went home another way because God had warned them in a dream not to return to Herod. Now, isn't that amazing? God even spoke to these guys, you know, and he told them to go home another way. And these guys obeyed. Obviously, these were great men of God because God sent them over there to bless his son with the money and the things they needed. So, and he said, after the wise men were gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Get up and flee to Egypt with the child and his mother, the angel said. Stay there until I tell you to return. Now, when God tells us to go somewhere, should we ask questions? No, you just do what the king says. He has a reason for what he says. When he tells you to do something, you know, every time I think about these kind of things like this, I think about this young man that came to church years ago over in Dallas. He walked up to me and he said, Pastor, I got something to tell you. He was about 45, I guess, at the time, maybe 50. But he said, you know, when you, I don't hear many people teach what you teach, but he said, let me tell you, he said, a few years ago when I was really a young man in my 20s, the Lord spoke to me, just spoke to me. I audibly heard his voice. He told me, he said, I've called you to be one of my preachers. And he said, I just told this voice, I said, no, you've made a mistake. I will never be a preacher. He said, I didn't hear another thing, not another thing. So he thought, well, I guess I'm off the hook. I'm okay. But he said, a year later, I found myself laying in a hospital and a doctor standing over me said, I'm sorry, you had a very rapid growing terminal disease and you have about 3 weeks left to live. And he said, when that doctor left, I started crying out to God, God, Lord, I'm only 20 something years old. I'm not ready to die. I want to live. I want to do things. And he said, I heard that voice again. I said, I called you to preach and you turned me down. So why do I need you if you're not going to obey me? So he said, I'm going to cut your tree down. You're going to die. He said, Lord, Lord, if I repent and I tell you I'll preach, will you heal me? He said, Lord, I repent. I repent. I promise you, you heal me. I'll go to seminary. I'll preach and I'll preach the rest of my life. I promise you, God. He said, Thurman, in 1 hour, I was released from that hospital. That's been over 20 something years ago. He said, I went to seminary and I'm a pastor of a church right now. But he said, I don't tell that story very often. I said, you know, you need to. People need to realize that God is the God of grace and mercy, but he's also a God of wrath. And if you don't obey him, he will knock your socks out from under you. But he said, I said, so have you had any problems with sickness and disease since? He said, really? Not much. He said, I've been in pretty good health. But he said, the thing, 20 years later, I'm still in, you know, real good health and a pastor of a church and everything. But he says, a few years ago, the Lord told me it was over. And I said, I believe with all my heart, if I hadn't repented and done what he told me, he said, I'd have been dead years ago. Well, when the Lord tells you to do something, you do what he says. Here he told Joseph, he appeared to him in a dream and told him, get up and flee to Egypt with the child and his mother. Now then, you know, I'm sure that Joseph didn't say, well, Lord, you know, I've got this and this and this to do, so I'll do this in 3 weeks. I got 3 weeks. I'll go. What do you think Joseph did when the dream came? I mean, he got up right then. Don't you see him getting up, getting that baby up and getting Mary out there, getting that little donkey in there and say, let's go. The Lord told us to get out of here. We're going. So they said, he said, and stay there until I tell you to return. He didn't say how long it's going to be. He just said, stay there until I tell you to return. Because Herod is going to try to kill the child. It's amazing how God knows everything. That night, Joseph left for Egypt with the child and Mary, his mother. Boy, he didn't tarry long, did he? I mean, they had the dream. They got up in the middle of the night and left. They didn't even wait till daybreak. Verse 15 and 16. And they stayed there until Herod's death. This fulfilled what the Lord had spoken through the prophet. I called my son out of Egypt. Herod was furious when he learned that the wise men had outwitted him. He sent soldiers to kill all the boys in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old and under, because the wise men had told him the star first appeared to them about 2 years. Now then, just think, this mean critter, he sent soldiers over there to kill little boys. Now then, I'm sure some of those soldiers couldn't tell the difference between a little boy and a little girl when they're 2 years and under. So how many children do you think they killed? I think they killed them all. I mean, I think those soldiers went over there with their swords drawn, running through the streets with their horses, and every child that was anywhere that looked like it was, how are you going to tell 2 years old, 3 years old? I think that every child they saw that was little running, they just killed them all. What a wicked bunch, huh? Okay, verse 17 and 18. Herod's brutal action fulfilled the prophecy of Jeremiah. A cry of anguish is heard in Ramah, weeping and mourning unrestrained. Rachel weeps for her children, refusing to be comforted, for they are all dead. Can you imagine what it would be like with all these babies we got here, all these little children that are 2 and 3 and 4 years old, that if the government were to send a group of soldiers in to kill mercilessly all of our babies? Can you imagine what that would do to us? Hey, it's awful. Verse 19 and 20. When Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and told him, get up, take the child and his mother back to the land of Israel, because those who are trying to kill the child are dead. You know, that's one thing about it. How many people's going to die? Everyone.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Serve Only Him, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.